Alaskans, have you been scammed? That's the question federal regulators are trying to answer after a massive settlement with the company Western Union. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, officials don't know how many people may have been affected, but they're looking for victims and hoping to return money residents might have lost to dirty tricks.
In a lawsuit settled last January, the money transfer company Western Union agreed to turn over almost $600 million and admitted it had not done enough to prevent fraud. Now, the federal government wants to return that money to people who were swindled.
If someone sent a money transfer through Western Union and they lost money to a scam, then they're eligible to ask for their money back.
Todd Kossow is a director for the Federal Trade Commission's Midwest region, and he says the period in question stretches from 2004 all the way to 2017. People across the country were targeted for scams, many of them online or over the phone. Victims were told they'd won a foreign sweepstakes but had to send money to cover a fee in order to claim their winnings, or grandparents were contacted and told their grandchildren were in trouble abroad and needed money wired right away. Though Western Union didn't commit any of these frauds, Kossow says the company agreed it had failed to stop scams and prevent money laundering.
Essentially, it didn't do enough to protect people from fraud, and it didn't properly discipline agents that were facilitating the fraud.
Nobody knows how many people fell victim during the 13-year period covered by the settlement. Scams like these tend to target vulnerable populations. In Alaska, there have been only a few official complaints reported, but Assistant Attorney General Cindy Franklin suspects many people haven't come forward out of confusion, embarrassment, or shame over being tricked.
The scams are specifically designed to press on fears of specific groups like the elderly or immigrants, people for whom English is a second language, and that opens up a whole additional shame spiral, and that's what makes it difficult for us to know exactly how many people this kind of thing has happened to.
People who suspect they've been victims of a scam that involved Western Union have until February 12th of 2018 to file a claim and potentially recover some of their money. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.
The Federal Trade Commission wants residents to submit claims online. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.